podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I want to know what this discussion is about, the whole does the universe want you to break up? What does that mean?
I was talking with my beautiful friend, we'll call her Shannon, and she had a very odd situation happen to her. She's been dating this guy, I don't know, for about 8 months, I guess, around like August, September, October, November, well, whatever. And things are going good. They've said, I love you. And it's just that there's a lot of distance between them. He's in med school up in Boulder. And so they don't get to see each other a lot. And he obviously, his studies are occupying a lot of his time. So they're kind of in a weird place this semester. It's, you know, he's been very busy. So she's like, yeah, I love him, you know, and things are okay. But I just don't know, you know, if it's going to work out or not. And since she's been with this guy, she has run into every single one of her last relationships that she's been in the last, let's say, 8 years. She's run into serious relationships. She's ran into a guy that she just kind of briefly dated. She ran into a guy that she just met on the internet. She's run into all of them randomly, like at an Einstein's Bagels and, you know, at a bar, at a comedy club of all places.
Let me guess. You and your friend are trying to interpret what this means.
It means something, Testa.
You're sitting on the floor with your legs crossed going, what is this
No, she
mean?
Asked me, she's like, what are your thoughts? And it's true. I think a lot of women do this. We sit around and we're like, okay, like these are the signs.
What
this
does
is
it
the
mean?
Universe.
I know,
what does
but
it all mean?
If I understand this correctly, because you said you wanted to do a thing on does the universe want you to break up? So what you're, let me jump ahead. Let me sum up. You're trying to say that because there's some distance between your friend and this guy, because he's up in Boulder, and she keeps running into ex-boyfriends, that's a sign from the universe that she's supposed to break up?
It's a sign of something. Heck yes. And I do think that the universe is parading her past breakups in her face to say, hey, look, you were supposed to learn a lesson from these relationships. Now you need to apply those lessons.
But her relationship now isn't that bad. He's just in college.
But it's not that good.
But I want you to stop for a second.
Boulder's not that far.
I know. It's just like...
But he's also, I mean, med school. The guy doesn't have any free time.
He's going to be a doctor.
There's an Einstein's Bagels up there.
Trust me, I did bring
that up. Let me give you a different interpretation. And
okay.
I just want you to at least consider it.
Please.
Would you be open to it?
Heck yeah.
All right. So I don't know about this whole universe trying to... I think the universe has got bigger fish to fry. Whenever people talk about how the universe is like, I think the universe is really busy. I don't think it has time for your little piddly-ass problem. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's kind of what
oh
I
my
think.
God.
That's my thoughts on the universe. But if that's true, and if the universe is trying to send a signal, what about the opposite interpretation? Consider for a moment that she's kind of in a... tenuous, vague area with this guy. She said, I love you.
Sure.
So she loves him.
Yeah.
She's worried about it being so far away. They don't get to see each other a whole lot. Maybe the universe is parading these other guys in front of her, essentially to say, don't let this happen again. Don't add another X to your list.
Another check mark?
Right.
Sure.
Don't
another notch on the bedpost.
Mm-hmm. Don't discard another person when you feel like you've met someone that you really care about. Don't be a fool and let this one get away. Now, what do you think of that interpretation?
It's really good.
I think it's lovely. I do, but I think
But you're wrong. Why did you say but?
It's too positive.
It's not that it's not positive. No, really, she's not worried about, you know, this guy, and it's not the distance. It really is. His number one priority, like, he has higher priorities than the relationship.
Well, that's okay.
As it should be with his med school.
But that doesn't mean she means nothing.
So, exactly, right, but maybe it's just not the right time. Timing does mean a lot in relationships, as does proximity.
Well,
but
sure.
But there was a right time. They met, and they said they love each other, and they're still happy. He's
sometimes
just 45 minutes
sometimes
away.
Sometimes you just got to be patient with love.
I think the universe is saying you guys need to go see a movie or take a class or something. Get your mind on
ceramics
other things.
Class.
Maybe a nice hot yoga
pottery.
Class or a spin class.
But no,
Zumba.
So you're saying that also within the last few months, running into every single one of her significant relationships means nothing?
I mean,
just a coinky?
A, it's a coincidence, and B, it could be the universe saying, don't let this happen again. You've got something good,
yes.
Hold on to
you've
it.
Got
the universe
okay.
saying,
you've got something okay.
You used to be kind of loose, and now is the time to tighten it up and just focus on one man. That's what the universe
if
is saying.
If I allowed our
I don't
listeners...
I think the universe would call her loose.
They could very well.
Maybe slutty.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey.
What do you think about all this?
I think Emily's friend is completely selfish and inconsiderate.
Oh, that's a great
word.
I
think you're a little judgy.
No,
I'm very judgy. Yeah. But I've had a lot of years of experience.
Yeah, she's all about her, right? Yeah. It's like, he doesn't have enough time for me.
The poor guy's going to school.
Hey, why does everyone think that this guy is, like, so good to her and such a
keeper? She said she loves him.
Yeah, they love each other.
Sometimes things just don't... He's okay, so that doesn't mean that he's bad. He's not, like, running around on her. Yeah. He's, like, studying for exams.
He's not shoving her down. He's saving lives.
Maybe it's just not the right time for them.
Come on, Shannon.
You know, Barbie.
Maybe it's not, but I think all the guys that are being paraded in front of her are telling her that she needs to grow up and put more of faith in a relationship instead of faith in what her needs are.
So now she's gone from being just selfish to being selfish and immature.
And needy.
Wow. They've only been together a few months, Barbie. Why don't you back up the judgy truck?
You said since last August.
So September?
Leave Barbie alone.
So 7 months?
You know, a couple months, then, you know, maybe it is time for her to cut his losses. Then he can move on and find someone else. And I could find somebody who would be available.
You would date him.
What's your number, Barbie?
Barbie wants a doctor.
You want me to hook you up?
Here's what I say, Barbie. I love your call.
Call and again, Barbie.
I hope you have a great day.
You guys too.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Emily is so angry for her friend
right
now.
Well, my people. She's
you're
my people.
You're selfish.
It's all right. It's okay.
Here's JT. Hi, JT.
Good morning.
What do you think about this?
Well, I think the universe does have a lot to say a lot of the times, and we can't discount it too much. But, Dom, you do make a good point. I think there's a very viable third option, and that is that maybe she just travels in such a small circle she can't get away from anyone.
That's true.
Is that?
That's possible that she needs to broaden her horizons.
Yeah. I think that not knowing the situation and what she does, but you know, if they're all in that tight little circle, she's never going to get away, and it doesn't mean that he's good for her or bad for her. She just needs to consider a few things and take everything at face value, and maybe she should put a little more value into it and just give it a try and not let everything else bother her so much.
Well said, JT. You have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you, Dom. Goodbye.
Thanks. You bet. Have a great day. All right, time for one more. It's Elaine. Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
Tell me what you think.
Well, I go on your side, but when she saw all these exes, did she have any feelings for them? And she needs to pursue, you know, whatever good feelings of love she has for somebody. Then she needs to concentrate on that relationship.
Right.
I mean, Boulder isn't that far away.
Thank
if
you.
She
I'm
really
saying,
has some feelings for the
there's
guy.
There's a highway right into it.
Yeah, I can be there from our studios. I can be there in about 40 minutes.
Let's go now.
Okay, right. You're going to be there alone. He's in class right now.
well,
she's at work.
Elaine, are you like me in that you kind of now want the boyfriend to end this and go find something else?
Yeah, he needs somebody better, I think.
Elaine?
Well,
somebody's a little bit more committed.
Jedi mind tricked her.
Little time. I mean, and he's been devoting it to her. She ought to be appreciative of that little time he gave her.
The poor guy's trying to juggle two schedules.
He's been dedicating his time to her. I never said that.
They said they love each other, Emily.
So sometimes people who love each other just are in different places.
Elaine, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, I will.
I'll see you up in Boulder, okay?
It's
Man,
not like
guy.
A deep, deep love. It's a 7-month love.
She's qualifying the I love you.
Well, there are levels.
Why didn't she just say, I love you for right now?
This is just 7th month love.
Check back in with me.
Very lukewarm kind of sort of feeling.
Let's make out.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.